from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The numbers are in, and in terms of people, at least, Timmins is growing. Statistics Canada's 2023 population estimate for the city is 44,819, up 3.85% from the year before, and the highest it's been in over a decade. Mayor Michelle Buello says since the last confirmed census in 2021, more than 700 permanent residents have come to Timmins through programs like the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot. It connects skilled foreign workers with eligible employers having difficulty filling positions. A federal immigration official has ruled that the driver at fault for the fatal Humboldt Broncos bus crash be deported from Canada. Jaskarat Singh Sidhu pleaded guilty to dangerous driving in the April 2018 crash that killed 16 members of the hockey team and injured 13. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison but was granted full parole last year. While Sidhu is a permanent resident, his criminal conviction makes him ineligible to remain in the country. We'll be able to buy booze in corner stores in Ontario after Labor Day. It comes a year earlier than expected, and Premier Doug Ford says as early as September 5th, convenience stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine, and ready-to-drink beverages. Come Halloween, all eligible grocery and big box stores will also be able to sell the products. The provincial government will reimburse the beer store up to $225 million to help with the transition to what the government says is a more open and conventional marketplace. A new summer event in Cochrane will celebrate the polar bear habitat on its 20th anniversary. Tourism Cochrane Executive Director Rene Vezobulieu says the 10-day Bear Fest starts on June 28th with a baseball tournament and wraps up on July 7th with the return of Mudbog. In between those are several family-friendly events celebrating the polar bears. On the night of July 6th is a beach party and benefit concert, the only events that have an admission price attached.
All the tickets that are sold are going to go to continue doing the educational part of our bear, the studies, but also keeping the facility and the bear with us and healthy and keeping it going for another 20 years.
There are also fireworks on Canada Day and after the benefit concert. Go to bearfest.ca for more info and listen to the interview on our website. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.